So I'm going to call to order the meeting of the Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission on, what day is it? January 25th, 2019. Is there someone there who can let us know which staff is on the call?
Sure. This is Kelly Souza, and I heard Bill Twight was on, and we have a host of folks introduce themselves.
This is Annette Hoffman, Region 6, Fish Program Manager.
Joe Storrs here.
Craig Burley, Fish Management Division.
Thanks, sir.
Good morning, Commissioners. Bill Freimeyer.
Laura Hieronymus, Columbia River Management Unit.
Brian Lothrop, Columbia River.
Ron Warren, Fish Program.
Well, thanks to all of... I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last one.
Jeff Wickersham, Captain, Horseman.
Is that it? That's a lot. Thanks to all of you for being here. For Tammy's benefit, let's go through the roll real quick. Commissioner Kehoe?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter?
I'm here, Barbara.
Commissioner Graybill?
Here.
Commissioner McIsaac?
Present.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
Commissioner Holtzmiller? Commissioner Thorburn? Okay, well, we have five, so without further ado, I think we should get to the agenda. Does anybody have anything to add or subtract before we start going there? Hearing none, let's go to A on our agenda, which is rule changes to WAC 220-312-020. Who would like to lead this discussion?
Commissioner Baker, this is Kelly. We would like Annette Hoffman to lead the discussion.
Feel free.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Carpenter, Vice Chair Baker, and Commissioners. The Fish and Wildlife Commission has received a petition requesting amendments to the sport fishing rules for a section on the Hunt Phillips River. The petition essentially requests the rule to revert back to what it was before the rule simplification process that we just went through. Essentially, it's to change the regulations above the 101 bridge in this one section of river back to no bait restrictions in the month of March. The petition cited a need for protection of wild steelhead stocks during spawning times, and that view was a shared perspective of the steelheading community. So if I can just provide a little bit of background for this discussion. The Humped Tulips is home to a wild winter steelhead population. It has an escapement goal of 1,600 spawners. And if you look at figure 2 in your summary sheet, you can see how the spawning and the number of spawners has played out over the years. And the line there is the 2008 when the bait restriction rule went into effect. Although that you can see that there is a decline since 1981, it's really more of a factor if you look at the high number there in 84. Essentially, the population appears to be fairly stable, and certainly in recent years, meeting the escapement goal more often than not. So the regulation history has been quite varied. Prior to 2008, regulations for this river section where bait was allowed during the season. The season ended in February. Was there a question? Ended in February. Then in 2008, the department extended the season through the month of March and also required the selective gear rule during that time period. And this was based on a robust wild steelhead population to provide some additional fishing opportunity for anglers and also allowing for the removal of hatchery steelhead. So there is a hatchery program in the Hum Tulips. The hatchery is located in Stevens Creek, approximately 400 feet upstream of the confluence with the Hum Tulips River. The programs there are, they release about 30,000 summer steelhead and 130,000 early winter steelhead each year. And it provides a very important recreational fishing opportunity on the Hum Tulips. Then in 2016, based on public requests to simplify the rules, the department initiated the process to do that and completed that process for GameFish in January of 2018 for rules that were implemented in July of 2018. So with the objectives of that process to reduce the number and complexity of the rules while maintaining any rules needed to address critical conservation concerns, the staff proposed to align the GameFish rules in that section as part of the simplification, and that simplification removed the requirement of the use of for selective gear, which was single-point barbless hooks and no bait in the month of March in that section. So the department has determined that the Hum Tulips wild winter population was healthy and could support this regulation change. And it was consistent with meeting the conservation objectives for the population. And with that, staff have drafted a motion, some motion language for your consideration, which is to deny this petition based on conservation concerns, but on social needs, direct the department to include the petition in the upcoming North of Falcon process, so it can undergo a public process, but would also delegate the decision to the director to implement this as early as possible in 2020.
So do we have discussion before a motion is made, or would the members like to make the motion and then discuss it afterwards?
Normally, there might be.
I couldn't figure out who.
I think the latter would be the best course. I think the latter would be the best course to follow, Barbara. I believe that if other commissioners agree, motion and then discussion.
Is there a motion?
Commissioner McIsaac,
we'll move it. Yeah.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, okay. Let me make a motion then. It's a little bit more elaborate than the staff recommendation, but let me go ahead and make this motion, and I can speak to it if there's a second. I move to deny the petition based on the conservation status of Hum Tulips wild steelhead, but to delegate authority to the director to conduct rulemaking that more fully considers the social aspects of the fishery. This rulemaking process is to include public outreach and consideration of public comment on the proposal to prohibit the use of bait during this fishery during the month of March in 2020 and beyond, based on the social factors brought forward today and in the testimony and the letters that we've had a look at. This delegation includes guidance toward favorable action on this bait prohibition proposal, absent convincing testimony objecting or new information not discussed today that would warrant not taking this action.
Is there a second?
This is Commissioner Kehoe. I'll second it, at least just for purposes of discussion.
Thanks, Commissioner Kehoe.
Thank you, and let me just say why that. Let me just say why this is a little bit more elaborate than the draft motion language there. I think that the essence of the staff recommendation is the right one, to deny the petition, first of all, because it doesn't appear that there's a conservation status of this population. If there was, then we'd be looking to maybe close the fishery. I think the argument that the simplification process should be a reason for denying the fishery maybe not be the best one, because, you know, in any kind of these big omnibus simplification things, there's always some exception. Motion doesn't speak to what the commission might be providing for guidance for the director if there is a another process later. And I think the intent of my language here is to make it clear that because I've got some sympathy with regard to all the testimony here about trying to do a little bit more to protect wild steelhead that are spawning in March, and that I presume that there's not very many hatchery fish around, absent some testimony that's out there that's contrary to this, that the guidance and the direction ought to be to move favorably on the essence of the petition, even though we're denying it now. And I don't know what the public comment will be when it comes out. It's not clear to me that we're not taking any public comment here today. It's not clear to me what the opposing side might be. And so, you know, having some sort of a public comment that makes sure that the director hears the other side of the story, if there is one, before making a decision, seems to be important.
I have a question, Barbara, just for the motion maker, if I may.
Oh, Commissioner Kehoe, feel free.
Yeah. So, Don, when you say, and I don't have the motion in front of me, but I think you said direct the department to engage in rulemaking, taking public comment, et cetera, you know, on this fishery. When you say rulemaking, do you mean through the North of Falcon process or through a separate rulemaking process?
Yep, I did not mention the North of Falcon process, so I'm in favor of it not being inside the North of Falcon process. And if it can be separate, I think that might be better. I think that inside the North of Falcon process, the focus has always been setting ocean salmon seasons and Puget Sound salmon seasons and Columbia River salmon seasons, and with any other peripheral matter, species that are affected by that whole business. And getting into and bringing up the Hump Tulips Wild Steelhead March catch and release fishery in the North of Falcon process doesn't seem like the best fit to me. Now, I understand there might be some administrative reasons where the timing might be such, and that's just fine. I think that having this decision made such that it can be in the pamphlet next year, if indeed the action is favorable by the director, is a good idea. You know, I just, you know, this came up a little bit in January at our most recent meeting as well. And, you know, I think that there's always been some freshwater adjustments that have been able to be made in the past that weren't discussed in the North of Falcon process. So I'm confused as to why this would need to be inside the North of Falcon process, and it just doesn't seem like a good fit. So I'm presuming that just by generally calling for a rulemaking process, that there can be some solicitation to the people that fish in this fishery in the Hump Tulips area to let them know this is out there and give them the opportunity for comment. And it's really critical that we have that kind of a comment process before deciding.
This confusion is pretty important to this decision, and it's really fairly clear-cut once it's explained why we have to open rulemaking for North of Falcon and can't have another rulemaking, another CR-102 open at the same time. Is there somebody in staff who could set that out pretty clearly so that there is no confusion amongst the commissioners?
Thank you, Vice Chair Baker. This is Craig Burley, Fish Management Division Manager. And let me try to walk through it real quick. So, in the rulemaking process, Washington Administrative Code, a WAC, for rulemaking, and we can do that one at a time. And so we have a situation now where we have a single WAC that contains both the Hump Tulips rule as well as rules that will need to be considered for the North Falcon process. And so by the motion on the table now, this would allow the department to conduct concurrent rulemaking both for the Hump Tulips steelhead rule as well as the North of Falcon process with a single filing of a CR 102 at the end of those two processes run concurrent.
So the point is that this is an administrative way to get both of these things done, but we're not saying that you're going to take the Hump Tulips issue and fold it into the negotiations that are happening at North of Falcon. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And Barbara, just a question from Smith here. Craig, you said by the motion on the floor, that's the one that the staff recommended, right? Not the one that Commissioner McIsaac said, right?
The current motion made by Commissioner McIsaac.
The motion by Commissioner McIsaac is very similar to the motion that staff recommended. Does staff see any issues with the Commissioner McIsaac's motion that aren't obvious to the rest of us?
Thank you, Vice Chair. No, from staff perspective, we can rulemaking as identified in the motion.
So further,
and Commissioner McIsaac again, sorry for the confusion on this again, but let me just say that the motion that I've got has three sentences, and the first one just says deny. Based on lack of conservation status. The second sentence is just trying to make it sure that this is for 2020 and not 2019. The petition asked for 2019. The draft motion and the summary statement doesn't speak to that necessarily. I guess it does say 2020. So just want to make clear that we don't have an emergency here, and for those folks there who were hoping that this would be implemented in 2019, trying to make clear that it's not, and that's because there's not an emergency. Mm-hmm. And the third sentence just is to try to give some guidance to the director and the staff that the commission is tending toward favorable action on this bait prohibition proposal, absent convincing testimony or anything new that we don't know about that comes up during the separate process.
Any further discussion?
Well, Commissioner Baker, this is Kelly Souza. And just to be clear, I do agree with what Commissioner McIsaac said. The difference between the two motions is the motion affected includes some guidance for the agency that was not included in ours. Otherwise, they're effectively the same. The rulemaking would be concurrent but completely separate from North of Falcon, and we can't do that.
Thank you, Director. Any further discussion?
Yeah, this is Kehoe.
Feel free.
I'm going to vote yes on the motion, but for our fellow commissioners that weren't around when we went through the rule simplification process. The summary sheet lays it out. There was a conscious effort. We the department reached out throughout the state, had many meetings, overwhelmingly heard, hey, let's simplify our fishing rules. It's very confusing, and it may discourage people from otherwise buying a fishing license or trying. So, you know, and I understand Commissioner McIsaac saying, well, this is, you know, an omnibus rule that we enacted, but I just, it kind of bothers me a little bit. Now we're going back and we're, in many respects, undoing the simplification process that we purposefully undertook. And, you know, this is one I can envision somebody else with their favorite fishing spot is going to be doing something else. So, you know, I just wanted to mention this. It's just maybe for the benefit of our other commissioners that weren't around during the rule simplification process, and for the director as well. This was a big initiative that Director Unsworth took on, and it was, I think, over pretty much well accepted. So I'm gonna vote in favor of the motion, but I just wanted to put that out on the table. Thank you.
Yeah, and Barbara Smith here. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree with Commissioner Keogh on that. That again, I remember that the process of going through that simplification, and it was overwhelmingly supported around the state for all the right reasons. So I don't want to see this being one of those slopes that we slip on. So.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
Yes, thank you. Let me just say that I had that same reaction when I first saw this, and that we go through a great big long process to do something that simplifies things because there's public demand for simplicity on this. And it was my initial reaction I don't know that this warrants it. The petition signed by some groups as opposed to an individual, and looking at all the letters that came in, it seems I ended up being convinced to swing the other way because it seems like there's so much public support here that when I think about the department's image out there, we'd like to think that the people think the department's doing the right thing, that the people are behind what the department is doing. And while I would have liked to have seen all these people come into the simplification process and testify at that time and not cause this kind of a latent consideration, what turned me around was the volume and the professional approach that all these folks had and not hearing too much from the other side. And so, but I just want to share that Commissioner Keogh and Commissioner Smith's reaction was a similar one that I had too when I did. Debated this to myself.
Vice Chair Baker, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
I'll be brief. I agree with my colleagues' comments. I think they made good comments. I guess my only concern is the clarification by the folks that have passion for this issue, and the term North of Falcon might be an awkward one for them, thinking that they have to go to Rohnert Park one year and Portland the next year. So I guess Craig Burley, whatever we need to do to clarify the process so these folks can engage, speak their mind, and get response without letting them believe that there's another lengthy process that they need to engage in.
All right, so we have a motion on the table that has been seconded. Is there any more discussion? Hearing none, let's call for the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion's passed.